to be more accurate. Right. I'm gonna follow. I'm a Sam, who's hilarious. Goldilocks. I don't remember exactly. Y'all feel free to ping away now that it's up and running. We can get people in here, and the list.
Hey,
is
what's
still
happening? What's
I don't
going
know.
On?
It took me like 10 minutes just to start the room. Colin couldn't get in.
What room are you starting?
This one.
It's this room? Are we?
Yeah, it's this room. Guys, we're supposed to start at 8:30.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm 29 years old. I just turned 29. And I've been off Clubhouse for maybe a couple months. But I feel like when I was 28, this was different. I don't know. It's like I've aged, and now I don't understand how Clubhouse works anymore. I'm falling behind, everyone.
You're already a geezer, a Clubhouse, a technological geezer.
I don't even know what's No, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know.
You're like me with Instagram. You're the Instagrams.
I'm the Instagram.
Sam, are you going to tell some jokes?
Yeah, I'd love to tell some jokes.
No, Sam, would you like to tell some jokes?
I'm working on a skit that I'll try tomorrow.
Great. You want 1, 2, or 3 minutes, Sam?
Oh, you want me to do the skit now?
No, but I will put you on the list now. But yeah.
I'll give it a go.
Yes.
I'll need 2 minutes.
Jeremy, can you hear me pretty Great. Well?
Sam's on the list for 2 minutes.
Perfect.
Yeah, I can hear you, Keith.
All right. My audio sound good.
I'm going to make Keith a moderator, too. Yeah, it sounds terrible on this, if you're in the audience, from what I hear, but you sound good up here.
Yeah, you guys are gold.
Okay, awesome. All right, I'm not going to wait for other people to come in. We came here and
I'm paying in a couple, 1 minute, and sorry.
Okay. All right. Okay, yeah, ping away. No, ping away. I was going to ping.
You know, last time I was here, it was just, I think I caught the end of the mic, so I just forgot that the Comedy Lounge is a mic. And I thought, like, we were just chilling. So when you said pinging, I thought you were going to, like, start another room and ping everyone into that room.
No, we're but just getting started.
We're just getting started. In
I
this
was going to ping, like, Pork Chop and
yes.
Henry and Kamal and Deandra, who showed up. Thank you, Deandra. Are you still here? Oh, there you are, Mama. Okay.
This makes me happy. I like all those people.
I know. I don't know who showed up, but we'll see. Hillary's here. But no, is this Grace?
I'm not pinging indiscriminately here. I'm trying to do some good.
Well, you can ping if you're so inclined, but I don't want
to. Yeah, yeah, we're good. You can go ahead. I just said to the list is filled I got up. The ones that I was wanting to.
You know what? That's fine. Grace, how are you? Are you up? No, not yet. Hillary, do you want to tell some jokes?
Back channel.
I don't have any jokes prepared, Jeremy.
Okay. You want to rant about something for 1 minute?
There's so much to rant about, and it'll just bring the whole room.
You're well aware that it doesn't have to be jokes, right? I mean, you can do. I think Sam's doing a skit. Somebody's going to sing a song. I'm not asking you to go now. I'm asking if you'd like to.
You know
what? That's fine.
Good.
We can banter.
Making a line up.
All right.
I'm
and,
here.
Okay. Hopefully, Derek and Jill said they were going to show up, so that'll be fun. Teresa said she's going to show up, but she's on the train. Right now, really, I guess I just got
me.
I got Keandra. I got Ant. I got Nico. I got Colin and Keith. You know it doesn't work if you say me. Who is that? Who's
then they're going to say me too.
Ooh, me too. I know all about that one.
Hashtag. No, who said me? Who's
No, I'll never tell. It was, yes, it sure was. Oh, I hate myself.
Okay, I should, you know what? You have one of those voices that probably works for you sometimes. So yeah, and I got Colin and Keith and Sam and Ant and Nico and Keandra. Very first, we're gonna give her 3 minutes and see what happens. She may be able to stretch it. She has a sweet voice and she talks me into all kinds of shit. First time on Black Magic. Let me look at your profile here. What does your profile even say? Creative Live Love Create LLC Club here on Clubhouse. Now I can call myself a comedian, she says. We'll be the judge of that, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Keandra.
Thank you so much for your cheers. But what I really need is your prayers. So pray to whoever you pray to. You know, God, Buddha, Patron. It doesn't matter. Yes, my name is Keandra. That's Keandra with a K, and I have two daughters, Carmen with a K and Caitlin with a K, and we are the KKK for the. But don't worry, we only terrorize each other. So yes, my youngest daughter Caitlin, she's 12, and she's doing what most 12-year-olds her age do. She's watching a lot of television. But we need more Black representation on children's television. She's watching shows like The Fosters, and she thinks that she can talk to me the way these kids talk to their parents. You know, saying things like, "That's why Dad left you, Margaret." You know, "Eat a dick, Mom." While they're upstairs on their computer, you know, talking to lonely singles in their area. And so I was getting on her butt one day about her room, and she gets all in her feelings. And she stomps her wide hips up the steps. And she waits till she gets all the way to the top of the stairs. And she digs down deep in her innermost care. And that shit says, "Go to hell, Mommy!" This is the day, guy. All right. So I did what any responsible Black mother would do in that situation. I tried to kill her to hell with me, because I'd be damned if I leave her back here unsupervised. Now take the services to be looking for me, okay? And as I'm trying to get my hands around this thick neck of hers, right before she turned that pretty shade of blue, my carpal tunnel kicks in. Like I said, guys, I need for y'all to pray for me. So my oldest, Carmen, just turned 16. She has her permit, okay? So why did I put her on the highway in the middle of rush hour traffic? I thought I was going to need a clean, but I'm good now. I know what to do now whenever I'm backed up. lost about 5 pounds that day. If I keep going on this rate, I'll be summertime fine by Christmas. Thank y'all. That's my time. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Good job.
Perfectly. Perfect.
Yay!
3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Keandra one more time. Thank you for coming. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. Feel free to hang out in a exchange with the band. Who else is new? We got anybody new here? I can't watch. Ryan's here. Ryan, welcome. Evan's here.
Well, you begged and pleaded, Jamie, so I thought I should come.
I did. I felt like emasculated about how I chased you like a little. Anyways, are you going to tell some jokes? 1, 2, or 3 minutes?
Yeah, I can do 3 minutes, I think, if you want.
Awesome. Ryan's officially on the list. I've been bragging about you. Don't disappoint me.
No. Oh my gosh. What a dickhead opener.
Oh, he's got time to. Everyone will forget by the time we get there. I hope everyone's drinking half as much as we are.
You're going to get got, bro. You're going to put the got in faggot.
Hey, whoa, okay. Welcome to Black Magic, a safe space from safe spaces. Say what the ever fuck you want in here. I'm not worried about your words. I care about your intent, though. So let's treat each other with love. no matter what words you use. That's a fucking cocksucker, but I love him a lot. Okay, so I'm working Ryan into the mix. If anybody else would like to come up on stage, raise your hand. I invited Evan. I invited Delaney. I invited Patrick, I believe. You can hear much better up here.
What's up, guys? You invited me too.
Oh, hey, Sheila. How you doing?
Hey. I'm just watching Little Bird. What are you guys doing?
Oh, I think you know. We're telling horrible stories and trying to make each other help each other through this shit existence that we got going on. I'm kidding. My life is perfect. How are you today? Next up, moving right on with
the I told you.
No, okay. Gotta open up your profile, Mr. Ant. Name is Ant Paschetti presents. Guys, this guy's Instagram is really popping too. He's always putting out funny shit. He's always hustling, always putting on shows, and always supporting. So thank you so much for coming in. And everybody, give him a warm welcome, Ant Paschetti.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for having me.
Let's get it, Ant.
It's an honor to be here tonight. Stayed up late for this. Just found out that my cousin has been doing drugs before church on Sunday. He's a Crystal Methodist. you guys fuck with Uber?
Only when I'm drunk.
Oh, cool. That's a good time to take it. I'm a Uber driver. It's a good job. It's like going to work, getting there, and saying fuck it, and driving off 10 times a day. And they got this service for people who are too old or medically frail to hail an Uber. I get this message. It says, Aunt, you're going to be picking up Sheila today. She's hard of hearing, blind to one eye, and walks with a blue walker. You're going to have to help her in and out of the car. It's a lot of information for a 5-mile ride. They could have mentioned that she was incontinent. Cost me $40 to clean my car for a $5 fare. So it got me thinking, right? Like, maybe we could offer some other specialty rides here at Uber. And I got a few ideas. First, Uber support. This is when I pick you up with a dog in the car, and you can cry on the support animal on your way to therapy.
Brilliant.
Next, I got the Uber tailgate. This is when I pick up four guys with a box of beer, a bucket, and a blunt and take them to an Eagles game. And if you're wondering if the bucket is for pee or for vomit, yes, rookie. Next, I got one for the ladies. I call this one the Uber of Shame. I pick you up 4 o'clock in the morning with a toothbrush, some Advil, and a clean pair of underwear. And then this one's my personal favorite, the Uber layover. I put the back seat down, pick you up with a sex worker from Camden, and take you to the airport. You can come before you go. All right, guys, that's my time. I appreciate your laughs. Thank you so much. Come see me live or check me out on YouTube or Instagram. Thank you.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
That guy's my friend.
Hey. People actually claim us on this platform. Nobody will claim us that if we walk into any kind of it's a hellfire. You know what
I
mean?
I think we need some angel.
I'm taking you to hell.
I think we need some angel investors for the Uber idea.
No, I told you we had angel dust. Angel dust.
Oh. There's a piece.
I was looking for angel investors. And you need a lift.
Talking about getting one.
Well, yeah. That's the ABCs and the PCPs of life, guys.
That's right. I prefer Lyft. Let's see here. Anybody new in the room? Oh, shit. Ant. When are you next live?
Ashley Michelle and I are going to be at the Producers Club this Saturday on 44th Street in New York City. You can get tickets by going to paschetti.com/tickets, which is my Instagram link. And then we'll be doing shows again back on Broadway starting January 16th.
Hell yeah, it's going to be a great new year.
For oh, yeah, dude. That
sounds nice.
All right. In between here, anybody else want to get on the list? It's filling out pretty quick, and we're already down to like 53 minutes left. We're up against a hard 9:55 because
keep saying
I share it, this platform. And they got another room starting at 10. I think it's Nikki Bernal, Bring It, at 10 o'clock, and Philip Wilburn, but I'm not sure.
Plug.
Yeah, what a flex that was, too. Paschetti.com/tickets.
Bro.
Hey, brand that shit. Brand the hell out of it. Okay, we're going to move right along. A friend of mine from a long time back, she left for months, and now she feels inadequate using this platform, but we're going to listen to her anyway. Very brave. Beautiful song. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Nico.
Hello, Nico.
Hello.
Woo.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi. Can I get a suggestion from the audience? Anybody want to throw out a suggestion?
Yes.
Did I hear bitch?
I said, yeah. Dang.
What's the suggestion? Anybody got a suggestion?
What? Oh, are we talking
Miami.
About
this?
Miami. Miami.
By the county Miami.
I think Florida is the... Okay, Florida is the troubled daughter of an abusive family in America. Her daddy voted for Trump. She's pregnant. She's too young to be pregnant. And she's... Oh, so I heard something. Did somebody say something? It's okay. Anyway, she's not pregnant. I mean, she has COVID. I don't know. I actually did have a whole joke. Oh, yeah. Florida's a crazy place. You guys remember a couple months ago, a building collapsed. The foundation of the building was unsteady from alligators eating it. And collapsed. A lot of people got trapped, and we couldn't get them all out before the alligators got to them. It's bad. Bad place.
Friggin' Florida.
Okay, so I live in LA, and I feel sometimes like I'm kind of out of touch. Do we all still use pronouns? Like, do you guys all use pronouns? Everybody here uses pronouns, I hope. Apparently, once us, you know, gay people started making people aware of the use of pronouns, it's like straight people didn't want anything to do with it, you know? They're like, I don't have pronouns. I'm not gay. I've actually had a human being, an adult, say that to my face. And I was shocked. I was like, oh, so grammar itself is gay now. Got it. Okay, you guys are going to give up grammar. You're gonna, like, anything we touch, we make it gay. I didn't know we had that power. Someone asked me my pronouns not that long ago, and I said all of them. And then that person's like, oh, you're gender fluid. What's that like? And I told him, I was like, being gender fluid is like being a werewolf. It's made up. Oh, wow, you guys. That's crap. Don't worry, gay people still exist. I'm sorry, but gender fluid people still exist. They don't go away just because I made that joke. It's a joke. It's okay for me to tell that because I'm only to be a woman recently. I'm still gender fluid. It's just that it's like I got a wheel of foreskin that I just like, you know, spun. And it landed on woman, which, because we know, yeah, I don't know, foreskin. It's a play on words that doesn't make sense because guess what, your gender is not based on your genitals. As much as I will say that is, I had a joke about genitals. Oh yeah, genital preferences. cis men. Well, like cis men. Have you ever heard a cis man say he'll never date a trans woman? Right. And then you ask him, like, further, like, okay, well, why not, right? And then a cis man will say, well, I won't date a trans woman because, you know, she has a penis. And I'm like, okay, you know, but what if she doesn't? You know, some trans women, they get surgery and then they have a vagina now. And
okay, that's time, Nico. Thank you so much.
All right.
You still have what? No, that was a hard four right there.
Bro, let they finish.
Why was I cut off? I don't understand.
Wait, well, because I tell people to get one to 3 minutes.
You're only supposed to do 1 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, we're just on time limit.
Wait, if you got one more joke,
okay.
I'm sorry. I do want to hear one more. Like, if it's under 10 seconds, I want to hear it.
Well, then, I mean, basically, I don't get cis men's deal because they'll still reject a trans woman after surgery. It's like, where's your sense of wonder? You know? You think Prince Eric rejects the Little Mermaid when he found out what she used to be?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's a good line. I'm glad we heard that.
Thank you.
Yes, me too. That's good. Thank you. Her profile says, or her bio says, I'm a woman. Please don't tell anyone. Comedian, TikToker, lesbian, she, her, and hers. Thank you for coming out the first time to Blackjack.
Okay. Nico is a she? You're a she, Nico?
Yeah. But,
awesome.
What's the word? I'm a she, her, but I like to masquerade as a man sometimes.
Hey, whatever the fucking day brings. I'll tell you this. You have good bits. Your punchlines could be so good. And I'm not supposed to be giving fucking
No, that's back channel stuff.
I'm open to feedback. It's all good. Everyone can be whatever feedback. There's got to be a reason I'm not famous. It's probably just my punchlines, right? I'm just kidding. Okay.
I want to talk to you later after the show because, like, you have really good bits, and as soon as you hit those punchlines, like, you're gonna have something very, very special.
Well, that's mostly new material, so I really appreciate any and all feedback for new material, especially.
Okay, cool. I would never give you feedback if you didn't ask for it. All right, who's next?
You know, and this is kind of a newer policy just because the lists have been filling up. But if you want feedback, let us know, and we'll listen on the replays and back channel you. But that's your choice, 100% for all of you guys. I'm also supposed to be asking everybody a weird question. Ryan, are you ready? I'm going to talk sweet shit about you.
What's that?
Yeah, I'll be all right. I'll be good. Down into
Miami. Beautiful day. Okay, he found a way. He finds a way, guys. Okay. So I've been pork chops. Dereal, y'all want to tell a joke or two?
Yeah, I'll tell a joke.
I mean, I've got my closers set, and I'm giving them a little bit longer. But if you'd like me to try to squeeze you in and have us talk less, then I will go for it.
Yeah, it's up to you. I mean, I'm cool either way. I mean, you want to throw me in? Go ahead. If not, I'm just, you know, I'm chilling.
Okay. I'm still waiting on Derek and Teresa and Jill, so that's one reason that list looks so full. So next up, though, I got to click on this guy's profile. I've never read it in bio. Stand-up, sit-down, improv, comedy, voiceover artist, Ron Swanson impressions. You can find him at VikingVoiceover.com. He sings baritone. He's a funny fucker. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Ryan Kilborn.
Thank you, guys. That's overwhelming. I appreciate the still silence and the ambient noise. That's very exciting. I know. You guys are like, Jesus, God in heaven, please give me another fat white guy to tell jokes. That'd be great.
You know, we love you.
Can somebody get on here and talk about their little dick and their kids and their wife and their dogs that bother them? Because we care. We all really, really care. And I get that because, I mean, that's my life, right? It's just... So errands for a dad are like, it's like a little vacation. It's fantastic. Like, my head's on a swivel. If we're close to running out of anything in the cabinet, I'm like, hey, gotta go to the store. Just about out of bread. There's like a loaf and a half. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I just need a reason to get out of here.
Yeah.
I know you stayed home with these guys all day long and they have the worst attention spans and their stories are absolute garbage. And I have people that work for me that I can boss around and they have to do what I say because I pay them, but it's almost the same. So stop whining. You signed up for this when you said you didn't want to deal with corporate America. And you know, that's your decision. I got a game changer recently in my household. It's called a bidet. If you don't know what that is the French word for fire hose. And what you do with that is you base it right at the, like, where you're, it's pretty, you aim it right at your dirt button. And I recommend you get the front and back just in case you're a messy pooer, because the taint cleaning is fantastic. I'm saving toilet paper. I'm rarely irritated anymore. And I'm not saying that I'm questioning my sexuality, but I really look forward to diarrhea a lot more than I used to. Like, I'll just look at a bad decision food and be like, you want to go play? Yeah, come on, burrito, get in here. I got home field advantage. Game's at 1 o'clock. We have an hour and a half. We probably have enough time to really get you. Lame. But, yeah. So that's what's new around my house. I don't know how much time I have left, but
30 seconds.
I recently started writing down my comedy because that seems fair. Most of the time, I just kind of shoot from the hip. And what happened the other day was, I didn't realize it, but since my fingers are so fat and I use my like notes app, what I did was I encrypted my notes for my comedy. So I went back to look at him. I mean, look, what does beaver hair club? I don't. Why did that? And then I have to remember the. So, like, basically, if somebody steals my joke notebook, they're just going to have a bunch of weird sentence fragments that mean absolutely nothing. So, like, really, if you think about it, even though it's not helping me, it will help me have weird recall. And I'll probably get a lot of good ideas out of it. And you can't Carlos Mencia my notebook.
That's right.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for lending me your ears.
Good job, man.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Let's play the song for his taint.
Danger foods.
I just made all that up just now.
Yeah. Nice.
That's why I hang out.
Well, when replays are on, you can go write it down after.
How do I access the replays? I don't even know.
Click on your own beautiful face and scroll way down.
Shut the front door.
I do have a bidet question.
I got answers. Please, for days.
Fire away.
Okay, so how do what do you, what, honest to goodness, I'm honestly like, it's a real question. How do you get it warmed up without spraying it on your ceiling or something?
Well, usually what I do is I just kind of I blow into its ear and I'm like, "Hey, girl, what's up?"
Can you hire a fluffer for a bidet?
And yeah,
they ask an honest question and I get a great joke answer. Good job.
No, but so there's no warming it up. It's cold, man. I don't care. I didn't get the warm water attachment because I'm poor.
poor man, yeah, that owns a bidet.
That's super white poor. Super white poor.
Well, I don't like to talk about it, but I have, you know, an above average, middle to high. I take a poor. I don't know. I think the government still wants to give me money, and I'm like, I think I'm okay, guys. And they're like, you really should have more. I'm like, all right, well, based on how I look, you're right, because I see all these profiles, and I do way more work than these douchebags.
On how you look.
All right, dude, I just followed Ryan, and I cannot wait to fucking hear everything that he does from now on.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks. It only took me asking you 7 times.
Well, I
did not even answer, but stroll into the goddamn room.
I just started standing up again. I forgot to pull out, like, I don't know, 7 years ago, and now I stopped, and I'm going to start going again. It's great.
And the pussy was that
good. The bidet's that good.
No, it's, yeah, I just had a little down. More.
7 bidets a week. 8 bidets a week.
Okay. That's fine.
Thank you, Ryan, very much. I appreciate you. Sam, I'm going to bring you up next. I just ran into Sam probably a week ago or so, killing it in another room. I'm trying to click on the profile here. Spent my life traveling the roads of 42 states and 20 countries. And lots of people learned a great deal. And he says those are his key to life. Truth seeker. Love. He's a lover, too. Loves vegan, loves animals, loves nature. So now that you know everything, Sam, I'm going to skip you. And we'll just go. No, I'm kidding. For a two-minute sketch. A two-minute sketch. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to Sam.
Yeah.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. I had a nightmare. I woke up screaming, crying. My whole body was shaking. I was having sex. I was having sex with a Karen. This was no ordinary Karen. This was the Karen. She was yelling at me. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. And then she demanded to see the manager. Where am I going to find a manager in the middle of my nightmare? Karen demanded all these unrealistic positions. I just knew deep down all Karen needed was just tender, loving care. So I gave her love. It was contentious. It was headstrong. It was hard-headed. I thought it would never end. Finally, she stopped. I lit up a cigarette. I offered Karen one, too. I have to confess something. I found myself strangely having feelings for Karen. So I lovingly spooned Karen, and she slowly turned her head around and looked at me with those beautiful Karen eyes and said, "Get off me, bitch!" How could you, Karen? I got so upset, I can't believe this. I jumped out of my bed and called an Uber to leave my house in the middle of my nightmare. I was sobbing my emotions on this Uber driver's shoulder. The Uber driver turns around and says to me, "Shut up, bitch!" "What the? Karen?" In her hand, she had a hit list of store manager names. Tires were screeching. Karen was yelling, "Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?" "For the love of God, Karen, don't do it. Don't do it. This will not end well. This is definitely going viral." I did what any desperate man would do to save humanity against a Karen. I yelled, "Karen, I love you. I love you, Karen." She looked at me back and said, "Shut up, bitch."
And that's 2 minutes. 2 minutes well filled. Thank you, Sam.
Huzzah.
Matt, do you have a Karen song? What's the most Karen song that you can think of right now? Anybody, shut it
My
up.
Heart will go on.
Okay, we'll figure it out later.
All right, yes. I got it.
It's roulette. You shoot, you miss. Hold on. I don't know if that's right, but it sounds pretty.
Totally right.
Blackshear, everybody give him a follow. He's a noob on this app, so he's probably got like 7 followers or something. Do you have any followers, Matt? You don't follow people, do you? That's going to follow.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Yes, I do. As soon as someone has a good set, I click on
that's pretty much the gist of it.
Every okay. time. Yep.
All right. It's that easy. So, yeah, my Cash App's in the profile. So, just so you, just a little. Who else we got here? We got Pork Chop. We got Teresa and Jill, if they ever showed up. We got Colin and Keith. Right. Derek was supposed to. Hey, Derek, is he here? No. Evan Leslie, are you being a pussy right now? You have no new material to read through. That's all right. But, Matt, because I can't see. Maybe it's a glitch. He won't do it. All right. So, Pork Chops, it looks like you're in, baby. I'm going to slide you right in. You got a good 3 minutes for me, Daddy?
Oh, you talking to me?
I was, yes, indeed. Who else do I call? You know I was talking to you.
I know, I heard Daddy, and I was like, that kind of sounds familiar. Let me just jump in and make sure, you know?
He woke up from a stupor. But yeah, the Bills surround. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who the fuck he is. Pork chops. Give it to him.
What a pork chop.
Hit it.
Yo. No, not you, pork chops. You give it to them.
It was a delay.
You give. Okay.
All right. It was a delay in my head.
Latency.
Are we here? This is the weirdest thing. I don't know if I should go. Are you going to say anything? I keep kind of stopping. Where are we at right now? Do you hear me?
No, I'm setting my timer. Do you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go. Have fun.
All right. Cool. So let's do this. Yeah. All right. I'm going to start off by saying I'm going to stay away from talking about the coronavirus because nobody likes hearing me speak about it. I've come to find out. No, I know, but see, it's like you, but then I've been getting DMs telling me they rather hear the shit I talk out of my ass than the words I speak out of my mouth. That's what they were told. So I said, you know, to be cool with everyone and to really, you know, be that guy, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to leave it alone, but I just have one question before I go, right? How does a man-made virus, right, in a lab, right? How is that different basically from a man-made vaccine that was made in a lab, right? what's the difference here, right? Because everyone's like, no, like according to the CDC, you can't get sick from the vaccine or the booster shot, because it's not a live virus. So I'm like, oh, cool, that makes sense, right? So what is that? So why, when people are getting sick, are they getting, like, the Leonardo DiCaprio or Brad Pitt of shots? Like, they're not really sick. They're just acting like they're sick. Like, it doesn't make sense to me at all. Not even a little bit, right? But the truth is they would never give us anything bad. We know this. That's a fact, right? We know this. So, I mean, listen, think about this. You see these commercials all the time. Take this pill. It'll help with your anxiety. It might give you a headache, gas pains, shooting diarrhea while you ejaculate, but it will help your anxiety, right? So what? One leg's longer than the other. Go old school, stick a little piece of wood underneath your shoe, right? Everything's good. But then, a year later, what happens? Right? Now you see a lawyer's commercial, like if you took this anxiety medicine, you might be entitled to a large cash settlement, right? We found out that's just really bad for you. So now you deserve some money because you have a non-functioning bowel system and have to shit in a bag for the rest of your life, right? Congratulations, we cured your anxiety. Good for you, right? Oh my God, yo. Let me ask you something. Has any of you ever seen a kid so ugly that they're cute? Right? Like a little pug or something like that? Right? These are some questions, like, I don't understand. Like, why do they call them cowboys? Right? If they're always on horses. Doesn't make sense. Not even a little bit, right? The same way they say three times is a charm, but three strikes are out. Will somebody make up their fucking mind already? It shit doesn't make sense, right? Maybe I'm taking it out of context, but why do they call them apartments if they're all built in one building, right? There's nothing apart about them. Like, this is the type of shit that goes on in the world. I mean, yo, how much time do I got left?
That's time. Thank you, Paul.
I love that.
Fuck. All right.
Why do they call them apartments? That's good. Oh, yeah.
Evan Leslie, are you going to talk to me?
Oh.
My God. Evan Leslie, can anybody hear me?
Hi-yo.
Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth?
Give me all the money.
Where's that from?
I wasn't waiting for my phone. Evan Leslie.
would you like to get a reading this week, Evan?
Oh, no reading. I have no small. I only have my novel to read, so next
week. I can give a reading.
Oh. Okay. You want to just... Oh, okay. Here's my palm.
All right.
PTR my palm.
Okay. Gee.
I'm really not. I can't PTR. I'm on Clip.
That's what I was going to say. Why is there lotion on it?
Have you seen the fucking lineup in this room?
Should be dry there.
I completed me earlier. It was so good.
All right. No, we're going to get down to it then. Last call. Last call for jokes to tell. I see some in the audience. Also, PTR, if you'd like, Big Al, if you'd like, I can't see PTRs on here. I don't know what's happening. But if you want to show off some of your art, shit, that'd be fantastic. Everybody follow Big Al.
Yeah.
Follow anybody that that strikes your interest in this room.
I would tell you to follow. I don't see anybody named Al on here.
It's down in the Big cartoon Al. In the audience.
It literally
in
says
the
Big
audience?
Al.
Are you going to? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He probably can't
are
hear
not
for shit.
Fucking roll up?
He's chilling. You can invite him if you like.
Dude, that's fucking legit. Do you want to come up?
Listen, you have the ability to invite them on stage, Matt. I know you're still learning, but
no.
Goddamn, put in some homework.
All right.
Click the
this is the comedy equivalent of an altar call.
If they don't come, they don't want to come.
Now, we're going to lay our hands on your shoulders.
Yeah, it's both uncomfortable. But at least you're funnier, and you're also funnier after both, so.
You learn to deal. You fight through the pain, the darkness. Derek, Teresa, and Jill told me that they were going to show up, but I don't see them. And our time's running out on them. But I still got two badasses coming up on one of them. I don't know how to describe this guy. I'm just going to say it. You know who he is. I hope you're ready for your five. Thankful for you hanging out and spending time in this room, even though you haven't said one funny thing yet. I hope that
changes. Go Colin.
Oh, is it Colin?
Yeah. Colin's been very reserved. He's not even listening, really. He has like a trigger warning that goes off when somebody says his name, I think.
He's Googling what funny hosts
I'm
like.
Telling you right now, he hasn't said a word, and I've been thinking about it all fucking night. And I'm like, he's about to come with some heat, and he is saving himself like a fucking fire boy.
That's all good and well, but he doesn't. He has more energy than that. I put his name on the fucking marquee, and he just comes here and sits around. He got his feelings hurt earlier by somebody else.
He's been edging for 59 minutes.
Colin does not have feelings. Colin is too funny to have feelings. I don't believe it one bit.
Fuck your feelings. All right.
Feelings, Matt, are a weakness. You know, we have
thank
to,
you. Exactly. Shut them. There you go.
Okay. Now, right, Colin, Jeremy, this away. Is actually a little embarrassing. You know, I was just so busy with the kids before. I didn't even prepare a set for tonight's theme of a new dope. I'm running so far behind. I just, in fact, finished writing the set for last week's show, Harry Hilarity. So let's do that one instead. All right. Yeah. So.
Well, you know what? You're a busy man, and this week I will accept it. But we're gonna have to get better in the future.
Yeah, we'll check back next week for the new dope set. All right.
It was supposed to be a gag.
I'll be a week behind. All right. So, guys, you know how people like to express themselves through their fashion and their grooming choices? Me too. I don't shave my balls. No. I like to grow them ball hairs nice and long and twist them into little dreadlocks, you know. It's like I've got Coolio's shrunken head between my legs. But I'm not a complete barbarian. No, I do shave my dick trunk. Right? Like no one likes a neck beard. Yeah, because genitals are like faces, right? Some of them look good shaven. Some look good with hair. My junk just happens to look better with an Amish beard. Yeah. It can't raise a barn, but it could pitch a tent. And it could churn butter real good too. Yeah. I'm not ashamed to admit, you guys, I'm hairy all over, but I'm embarrassed by my ass hair. My ass is so hairy. It's pretty much bum fur, you guys. Yeah. But I like to shed my winter coat every spring with electric clippers, you know, like most Canadian wild animals. And a few years back, single, I had to do it by myself, right? And the problem is I can't reach all the way around. So I did my best, but it was like I had a 2-inch toupee on my spinal. The worst was going to the city pool, you know, for the sake of my kids. Yeah, the things you do as a parent, right? It's an investment, you know, you hope to get back later. Like the next year, I tried to enlist the help of my kids, you know. I made it into a little game by super gluing a Hot Wheels to the razor and told them to pretend they're mowing the lawn. Right? you think they're traumatized enough by my temper, my unfiltered mouth, their mother dying, and oh yeah, a global pandemic. But no, there's always more. I would like to take this opportunity to remind you these are just jokes. Please don't call Child Protective Services on me again. Yeah. I think I'm being a good dad. You know, my father, though, he's an old-fashioned kind of guy. Yeah. He worked in commercial design before they had computers. Yeah. And in his home studio, he had all these crazy art tools, right? And including this long metal ruler that he used to beat my ass with whenever I made him angry enough. Now, I don't know if you can imagine trying to raise my stupid ass talking back all the time, trying to make a living doing graphic design in analog. So, yeah, he was angry a lot. And, I'm pretty sure that's why my ass is so hairy. It grew in extra thick as an adaptive defense mechanism.
We are brothers.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, ass hair aficionado. I love it.
That was fucking fantastic. Going right. I swear to God, y'all get on the list early enough. I'll give you walk-up songs. I'll give you whatever you want. That was Tucker. Hey, we're looking to have a good.
You're glitching a little bit, or is that my headphones?
Okay. Yeah, as cheesy as that is.
Yeah. Hey.
That was me.
You're glitching out.
Oh, I'm glitching out. Found us.
I'm glitching out. I'm gonna glitch you out, motherfucker.
Don't play the piano.
He went from laid back to so aggressive so quickly. I don't understand.
You're up to 100 real quick.
Hey, all right. He got
it's a gift.
Oh. Yeah.
Hear that? Is that good?
A soft intro.
Just trying to bring it down.
We're trying to bring it down a little bit. Jeremy got a little hot. Like literally on the microphone was on.
Yeah.
So fucking her in the ass.
Yes.
You got Keith Burr here. My cold ass will cool it down.
Keith Burr.
Yeah.
In fact, it's funny you should say that, Keith, because
of course, it's funny.
Looking up my list here, Kathy. You want to tell some jokes or what?
Did you say you're looking at a molester?
Yeah, oh. He's looking right at me.
Yeah, we can see each other.
Molester.
Right over the.
I think anyone's name, if they sound like a cheese, they're definitely a pedophile.
Hi,
I want a 1 minute rant from Kathy right now.
Get it.
One minute.
Oh, this sound'll be good.
Oh, no, I haven't. Listen, I was not an alcoholic till I had kids. That's the truth. And that's not a rant. I've also got two holes now. I've been stitched up. But yeah, that's another story.
Let's unravel that mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, two more minutes for a story from I'm kidding.
Listen, one minute to me from a man is 10 seconds. Let's just say that. Okay? That'll do me. Well, no, it's not. Not even two parts. Should they say, oh, I'll last 2 minutes? It's like, no, you won't, though. You last like 10
You're
seconds.
You're welcome.
Shit, anyway.
Who is this?
But you know what? You better, in future, just swallow. Just swallow. That's the advice I give to anyone who wants to be a mum.
Can you talk about it?
But we're all winners. We all made the race. We all got there. Okay.
We just had this conversation 5 minutes ago.
I can't remember. It was so quick.
No, it wasn't you and me. Me and my wife.
Again, it was so quick. I can't remember.
That's fair, Kathy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Kathy. Kathy, thanks for coming in. If you want to get on the list next time, stop by early.
What list are we talking about here? Please define the list.
This is a fucking open mic. This is
is it? Sorry. I thought this was real life.
Honestly,
I didn't even put open mic.
I thought this was, what is his name, Jerry Springer? Like, get your problems out. Like,
you started talking about your ripped up pussy and it started putting me to sleep.
It's not ripped up. It's not ripped up. It's sewn up real tight. I've just got two holes, okay?
She's got a special terribly tight box.
I've stitched up.
Goes with the accent. All right, here.
Everybody loves her.
Someone's got club deck. Someone's got club deck with lots of reverb. That's like having a vagina with lots of lube.
My God, this is what my mom used to put me to sleep to at night. Oh my Jesus.
Hey, how do you spell pussy pussy?
P-U-Z-Y. Ooh.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a double word.
We call that a fanny, but you call an arse a fanny, don't you? That's what's funny.
Spell it single.
Single? Zingle? Do you mean like the gay app?
How many do they have now?
We have an app over here called Zingle, which is a gay app.
It's a gay app. That's
a gay app. It's a bit like Grindr. Grindr. You know Grindr.
We're over the fucking line.
Grindr.
This app is gay.
Who's on Grindr? Who said they were on Grindr?
Nobody. Hold on. Slow your roll, Kathy. We're still on a list.
See, I do work for the paedophile list, so when you say list, I think you're still talking about paedophiles.
Oh my God, my dick is so hard right now.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wah, wah, wah.
I swear.
Is that Molesta?
Okay.
Molesta is my new rap name. Thank you.
Do you say everything in a bar?
Pedophile jokes is what I'm hearing. All right. It's for
Is that you wear speedos, but the S fell off in this?
I feel like it really takes away from the word when you say pedophile.
That was funny though.
Bro, did y'all hear that fucking bar that she just slammed on you, motherfuckers?
But it was misspelled and
it was written in crayon. It doesn't matter.
Fucking great.
It was. We use washable markers around
What's
here.
What's crayon? What's crayon?
You said you work in the department. You see plenty of people crying.
No. There's no crayon in my department. What's crayon? That makes no sense.
I'll tell you what it is. I go cray on 9-year-olds.
Oh my shit.
Well, I guess.
I wish I had
That means when you put water over it, it still doesn't wash
people
off.
People in the FBI are gathered around each other right now.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Did you see that sky today talking about blue?
Do you remember that band Stained? Was that named after Monica Lewinsky?
Blue.
I have so many talking points now. My God.
Offered you time, Kathy, and you didn't take it, so you're not just don't just come in and start running over everybody.
No, listen, I offer plenty of men time, but it doesn't give to me either, so
boom.
No, bro, she's your next
future ex-wife, it is, all right.
Future ex-wife, stop stealing my lines.
Yeah, stop stealing the best years of my life.
My brother always says that. This is why I have no trust. My brother, this is my future ex-girlfriend. I'm like, that's not going to make.
No, I'm not. Ex-wife.
I don't want to do it. She can come back up, but she's not just going to come up and
row. Well, I'll end it.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Kathy, I'm serious. Play ball or get the fuck out.
About what? About what? Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Black Magic. Open mic. I left that part out.
I feel like we should have put open mic in it.
And I think his name is Keith.
That rhymes with Queef.
Was that Ryan or?
No, I'm good. I can go.
No. I'm good.
Man, there was a whole lot
threw it up last. And then after this, we can have like clever conversation and shit like that. But ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in Black Magic, I don't know. You tell me what to think about him. I think he's from Kentucky. Check it out.
I've been to Kentucky.
Black Magic.
Ah, Kentucky, the thoroughbred state. I mean, a lot of people really confuse what that means. They think it's about the horses. No. Unfortunately, we have a dark history of incest, and, you know, we're thoroughly inbred to the point where we have a clan of people here that are actually blue. That is beyond fucked up. But, you know, talking to Colin earlier and hearing, you know, his talk about hearing Colin's talk and, you know, people calling him like an altar boy, it's kind of accurate because, you know, I guess he could be also considered a human contraceptive, just like an altar boy. not shaving your... I'm with him on the ass hair, for sure. Like, I'm a hairy guy. Like, you can't tell it by looking at me because I look like a younger version of Ellen DeGeneres. But... like, not shaving your balls is kind of a polite way of suggesting that your girl flosses her teeth more often. I've had some unfortunate shaving experiences in my life. Not the least of which was when in eighth grade, I didn't decide. It just, God made it happen. That some petty asshole. Sorry. Oh, sorry, God. He put hair on my ass enough to where it looked like, you know, Chewbacca. Yes. And I was given the nickname Assfro, you know, lovingly. I shaved that shit off, and I'll tell you what, that was the second worst decision I've ever made when it comes to shaving. One time, you know, I feel like everybody here's got at least one shitty tattoo or knows somebody that's got a shitty tattoo, and even if you would never tell them their tattoo is shitty, you know, we all know, right? Okay. Well, what I learned was I was naive. I was so naive. I was a green book. I didn't know that if you go to a tattoo parlor and have, you know, an area of you that's going to be tattooed that has hair on it, you should shave that shit at your house. You don't leave it up to them. Because this could then land you in the awkward position of laying on what is, I can only describe as like a surgical table from Tijuana. And you'll have a large Spanish man with tattoos for eyebrows and hair shaving your chest with a single blade Bic razor. And I don't know if it's racist to say this, but I was fucking terrified. But it made me happy that he didn't look very happy about the situation either. So we kind of bonded over that. I mean, you know, there's not... I was depressed for a while after that. And whenever I get depressed, I recede into my cave or, you know, just my television mostly. I'll have a couple select shows that I like to watch. You know, that spans from, you know, Locked Up Abroad, My 600-Pound Life, 90 Day Fiancé, and if I'm feeling really fucking down, I'll watch To Catch a Predator. And, you know, because it can always be worse. But I've learned that... you got to be a real motherfucker to watch To Catch a Predator and think to yourself, I think that might be entrapment. And the last pedophile joke that I'll go into is, since we're in the spirit of pedophiles, we're talking missed branding opportunities. Is a pedometer, is its best use to really count your fucking footsteps, or is it better used to be a sexual predator tracker? I'm going to go with the latter. I've got more. I've got time. How much do I have time left? All right.
Got 1 minute, baby. It'd be pedometer at that point. But yeah, go ahead.
Hell yeah. Okay. Football is kind of like hungry, hungry hippos for CTEs. But luckily, a lot of them couldn't read in the beginning. So no love lost, no love found. And I hate hypocrites, by God. You know, it's weird whenever I go to my doctor and she's like, Keith, don't you smoke marijuana? Don't you dare smoke marijuana. We can't give you your Valium if you smoke marijuana. But if I go in with a hangnail, they're like, here's 30 Oxycontins. Take them responsibly. I've got note cards laying everywhere. I look like Howard Hughes of the fucking comedian of the comedy world.
Oh my god. Dude, he went from pedophiles to Howard Hughes, and it makes so much sense.
Hey, I'm a bag full of cats, baby. You never know.
Dude, holy shit. Ah. I couldn't wait to fucking add you, dog.
Fucking that love compliments.
So great. Thank you.
Have you, he said, I'm running. Dude,
yeah, for now.
Do you know
he lives in Lexington. He not.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He lives in he lives in Nicholasville, but right outside. Dog, you are three times funnier than him.
There's only four people in Kentucky. I know the other two. The last one is a fucking mystery to me, though.
Man, I know who all the ladies want. Who all the lady wants.
Oh no, they want they want me. I got all my teeth. Wants. I'm a 10 here. A California 3, but a Kentucky 10.
Oh my god.
Did y'all see that comedian who was funny had all his
that narc?
He's a cop. Do you think he's a cop, Dale? Look at him. I don't know.
Man,
he's around here. Hey,
did you check your car?
All kinds of bugs.
Ryan with legit questions.
Of course he's a cop. He tried to sell me narcotics and he has all his teeth.
Okay, Keith.
Hey, if you woke up naked in a tent in the middle of the woods, would you tell anybody?
Thank you all. That was fun. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I just let her suck my dick a little.
How in the fuck, dude?
I still can't get those stains out of my skirt.
That stain's more famous than the Shroud of Turin. You respect that stain.
Your face is still on my skirt.
Okay, the room is now open for witty banter and a volunteer.
Did you say witty banter? Can we just clarify that?
Titty win.
You can lobby for a minute, two or three.
Clitty banter.
Clit is done. The clit is done. So, speak amongst yourselves. I'm going to smoke a cigarette. That's going to play and hang out with you guys.
Keith, I went to Louisville and it was the most racist place I've ever been in my life.
No, that's where my wife's from.
Louisville.
Louisville. You gotta put that dick.
You gotta get real late.
Say it, Louisville.
But I didn't have to. I was looking around the city for my iPad, and then this police officer was like, excuse me, ma'am, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm searching for my iPad. And he's like, you're in crackhead heaven. And I was like, oh, I don't care. I'm normally, I'm home then.
Do you
I'm
often
home?
Find yourself in so, conversations yeah, when no one's speaking back to you?
Yes, yes, because no one understands me. It's fine. I'm on medication, so, but I don't take it.
Which means you're off medication.
Well, and well, I'm on my own medication.
Man,
that means you're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. I'm open to herb. What's the word? Herbal remedies. That's it.
Kathy identifies as someone who's well.
Identifies.
I stopped taking all of my antidepressants.
Does not
right
identify.
I decided I was going to become a comedian.
I take depressants on tie, if that makes sense.
No. So you self-medicate?
No, I don't self-medicate. I just medicate myself.
Herbal? Oh, herbal, like oregano?
You don't drive, do you?
Herbal with a capital E. I grow my own.
If I'm not allowed to drive, there's no fucking way she should be able to.
Did you know?
No, listen, I've had wine. I apologize. I've had wine. That's no excuse. I've had, yeah, I'm just weird.
If you had wine, oh, God, shut up, Keith.
See, exactly. No one understands me. I've had wine, Vaughn Rouge.
Wine makes you holler, huh?
That's fine. Exactly. That's fine. Someone went, that's fine.
That's the quickest cigarette I ever had.
Yeah, rouge for you illiterate non-French.
Oh, I love
red.
Hey, you know what's funny? What's funny is Kathy is mentioning red wine, and from the sound of it, you be 40.
No, I'm not on my period, if that's what you mean.
Oh, I found out my wife was.
That wasn't the joke at all. We don't go for that low hanging.
See, and me and American humor were like clash. It's like, you know, shit.
Yeah, I
hear something else completely.
Right in front of my own fucking eyes.
You know. What did you say? Tumor. Sorry. See, I'll be quiet. Let me have me wine.
Alliteration.
Please put something.
I did Xanax one time. This is a true story.
Is that a website? Is that a website, Xanax?
Sounds like a bad guy from Power Rangers,
app.
But
a dating app.
Tommy, the Red Power Ranger.
That was his home. Oh,
Xanax.
Tommy is fighting
Xanax. He's going to jail.
I know what Xanax is. No, I'm just being a fool.
I took Xanax one time. I woke up engaged. Never took them again. I've taken a lot harder drugs and woke up a lot in worse situations and did them again. But the marriage thing, that's the funniest thing to me is that just being engaged was what turned me off of it. Woke up.
Were you engaged?
Yeah, it's one thing to wake up engaged, but it's quite another.
Yeah, right. Like I'm an idiot. No.
It's on you, dog. I'm sorry, Keith.
I'd rather wake up in jail.
You also wake up in jail most of the time. That's why I call them teleportation pills. Hey, I'm alert.
It's magic.
Oh,
it's black
it's
magic.
The new.
Anything that makes me chain smoke is not good because I don't smoke.
You should
regular.
Smoke chains, bro. What the? That's rough.
No.
Never break the chain.
What do you smoke? Right. Irregular? Or I don't understand. You just
are we talking about positions
on
a skateboard here?
I don't know where that came from, Kathy.
Is this a stand up?
You can stuff that back in the crazy bag if you want to.
Listen, Keith, I made you a moderator for a goddamn reason. I stepped out of this. Step out for 2 minutes and try to get a cigarette.
He's lucky it's not on fire.
Who's having a piss? Who's having
taking
a piss?
Piss. Hey, having a piss sounds like you're taking someone's pee.
Yeah, it's a shower, really.
Is it R. Kelly?
No. He's,
I had an R. Kelly joke.
Well, the difference is you wouldn't be able to hear Jeremy taking a piss because his penis is below the water.
Yeah, a pedophile pirate, R. Kelly.
Oh man, this is going to divide the room a little bit. I doubt it. We're all kind of shitty people.
Divide the room.
Yo, who is this guy Peter File you keep talking about?
He files down pizzas.
Well, most of them they don't need files yet.
Or you know, Padres.
He does a lot of paperwork at the pizza office.
Call him daddy once a year.
We had a guy, see, in my job, we actually search for, like, paedophiles. So if someone wants to be a nurse, doctor, teacher, etc., we have to search if they're on the register. But we had a guy, and this is what I say, if anyone sounds like a cheese, they're a paedophile. His name was Fred Lester. Now, he sounds like a cheese, and he turned out to be a paedophile. Him and his wife were going through a divorce. She went through his PC, found all this shit, and then we came in the next morning. It was like, oh, what's wrong? Why is this computer covered? Why has it been taken? And yeah, so his name was Fred Lester. If your name sounds like a name of a cheese,
you have so many. Your names are so innocuous for such things. Like in America, we call them fucking predators, but over there, it's like, he's a cheese.
Yeah, paedophiles, nonces. We say nonce. We say a nonce. Nonce. We say nonce.
Yeah, well, in America, we like Ralphie the Queer, or whatever. You know, you don't get this guy that's known.
No, we say nonce, like a nonce.
Down in the south, we're
some
faggot.
Stop it! Hey, I don't know who keeps bringing Kathy up, but let her cool down.
I swear to God, it wasn't me.
Listen to the sweet seat sounds.
Therapy. All right.
The sweet seat sounds.
Everyone. the sweet sounds. Morgan Freeman's voice.
A little more intricate than that. Give it to me.
Music.
Could Ron Swanson, could you summate your experience, your first time experience in the room tonight without talking about just wondering.
So this is what it feels like to have a stroke. Everyone, join me. We're all
I thought this is what it was. This is a radio in a trunk.
You gotta ask the Jesus victim.
No, most of my friends.
He said the radio in a trunk.
Damn, you having a stroke? I would call 911, but I have other things to do right now, so I can't do that.
Oh shit! You know what? I lost.
I can switch hands again. Three strokes.
We have to.
Speaking of 911.
Light topic.
We gotta go, fuckers. Hey, I'll catch you later on tonight.
What?
Probably in the clubhouse room. Now I gotta pack up my shit and get out of here.
Where are you going?
All right.
So are we. I'm going home. This is live from a bar in Denison, Texas.
Hell yeah.
Dollar. Thanks for joining.
We'll do this again sometime.
Did you close the room? Yeah. What's going on here?
Next Wednesday. Yeah, the room's closed. Yeah. Okay. I love
you,
fuckers.
Get the fuck out.
I was in late.
I made it into a little game by super gluing a Hot Wheels to the razor and told them to pretend they're mowing the lawn. Right? you think they're traumatized enough by my temper, my unfiltered mouth, their mother dying, and a global pandemic. But no, there's always more. I would like to take this opportunity to remind you these are just jokes. Please don't call Child Protective Services on me again. Yeah. I think I'm being a good dad. You know, my father, though, he's an old-fashioned kind of guy. Yeah. He worked in commercial design before they had computers. Yeah. And in his home studio, he had all these crazy art tools, right? And including this long metal ruler that he used to beat my ass with whenever I made him angry enough. Now, I don't know if you can imagine trying to raise my stupid ass talking back all the time, trying to make a living doing graphic design in analog. So, he was angry a lot. And, I'm pretty sure that's why my ass is so hairy. It grew in extra thick as an adaptive defense mechanism.
We are Bruce.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello, ass hair aficionado. I love it.
That was fucking fantastic. Going right. I swear to God, y'all get on the list early enough. I'll give you walk-up songs. I'll give you whatever you want. That was Tucker. Hey, we're looking to have a good.
You're glitching a little bit, or is that my headphones?
Okay. Yeah, as cheesy as that is.
Yeah. Hey.
That was me.
You're glitching out.
Oh, Matrix found us.
I'm glitching out. I'm gonna glitch you out, stitches, motherfucker.
Joe. Don't play the piano.
He went from laid back to so aggressive so quickly. I don't understand.
0 to 100, real quick.
Hey, all right. He did. He got
it's a gift.
Oh. Yeah.
Can y'all hear that? Is that good?
A soft intro.
Okay. Just trying to bring me down.
We're trying to bring it down a little bit. Jeremy got a little hot. Like literally on the microphone was on. So fucking her in the ass.
Yes.
You got Keith Burr here. My cold ass will cool it down.
Keith Burr.
Yeah.
In fact, it's funny you should say that, Keith, because
of course, it's funny.
Looking up my list here, Kathy. You want to tell some jokes or what?
You say you're looking at a molester?
Yeah, he's looking right at me.
Yeah, we can see each other.
Molester.
Right over the.
I think anyone's name, if they sound like a cheese, they're definitely a pedophile.
Hi,
I want
Kathy.
A 1 minute rant from Kathy right now.
Get it.
One minute.
Oh, this sound will be good.
Oh, no, I haven't. Listen, I was not an alcoholic till I had kids. That's the truth. And that's not a rant. Yeah. I've also got two holes now. I've been stitched up. But, yeah, that's another story.
Let's unravel that mystery.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2 more minutes for a story from I'm kidding.
Listen, one okay, minute to me from a man is 10 seconds. Let's just say that, okay? That'll do me.
Well, no, it's not even two parts.
Should they say, oh, I'll last 2 minutes? It's like, no, you won't, though. You last like 10
You're
seconds.
You're welcome.
Shit, anyway.
Who is this?
But you know what? You better, in future, just swallow. Just swallow. That's the advice I give to anyone who wants to be a mum.
Can I, hold on, can you talk about
it? But we're all winners. We all made the race. We all got there. Okay.
We just had this conversation 5 minutes ago.
I can't remember. It was so quick.
No, it wasn't you and me. Me and my wife.
Again, it was so quick. I can't remember.
That's fair, Kathy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Kathy. Kathy, thanks for coming in. If you want to get on the list next time, stop by early.
What list are we talking about here? Please define the list.
This is a fucking open mic. This is
is it? Sorry. I thought this was real life.
Honestly,
I didn't even put open mic.
I thought this was what is the name, Jerry Springer? Like, get your problems out. Like,
you started talking about your ripped up pussy, and it started putting me to sleep.
It's not ripped up. It's not ripped up. It's sewn up real tight. I've just got two holes. Okay.
She's got a special terribly stitch. Tight box.
I've stitched up.
Goes with the accent. I hear.
Everybody laughing.
Someone's got club deck. Someone's got club deck with lots of reverb. That's like having a vagina with lots of lube.
Oh my god, this is what my mom used to put me to sleep to at night. Oh my Jesus.
Hey, how do you spell pussy pussy?
P-U-Z-Y.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a double word.
We call it a fanny, but you call an arse a fanny, don't you? That's what's funny.
Spell it single.
Single? Zingle? Do you mean like the gay app? Zingle.
How many do they have now?
We have an app over here called Zingle, which is a gay app.
It's a gay app. That's
a gay app. Really, it's like a bit like Grindr. You know Grindr.
We're over the fucking line.
Grindr.
This app is gay.
Who's on Grindr? Who said they were on Grindr?
Nobody. Hold on. Slow your roll, Kathy. We're still on a list.
See, I do work for the pedophile list, so when you say list, I think you're still talking about pedophiles.
Oh my God, my dick is so hard right now.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Wah, wah, wah.
I swear.
Is that Mo Lester?
Okay.
Keith. Mo Lester is my new rap name. Thank you.
Do you say right, everything in A bar?
Pedophile jokes is what I'm hearing. All right. It's
Is that you wear speedos, but the S fell off in this?
I feel like it really takes away from the word when you say pedophile.
That was funny though.
Bro, did y'all hear that fucking bar that she just slammed on you, motherfuckers?
Yeah, but it was misspelled. And
it was written in crayon. It doesn't matter.
Fucking great.
It was. We use washable markers around
What's
here.
Crayon? What's crayon? What's crayon?
You said you work in the department. You see plenty of people crying.
No, no. So no, there's no crayon in my department. What's crayon? That makes no sense.
I'll tell you what it is. I go cray on 9-year-olds.
Oh my shit!
Well, I guess.
I wish I had.
That means when you put water over it, it still doesn't wash off.
People in the FBI are gathered around each other right now.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Did you see that sky today talking about blue?
Do you remember that band Stained? Was that named after Monica Lewinsky?
Blue.
I have so many talking points now. My God.
Offered you time, Kathy, and you didn't take it, so you're not just don't just come in and start running over everybody.
No, listen, I offer plenty of men time, but it doesn't give it to me either, so
boom.
No, bro, she's your
future ex-wife. It is, all right.
She's your future ex-wife. Stop stealing my lines.
Yeah, stop stealing the best years of my life.
My brother always says that. This is why I have no trust. My brother, this is my future ex girlfriend. I'm like, that's not gonna make.
No, I know. Next wife.
I don't want to do it. She can come back up, but she's not just gonna come up and bro.
Well, I'll end it.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Kathy, I'm serious. Play ball or get the fuck out.
About what? About what? Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Black Magic. Open mic, I left that part out.
I feel like four. We should have put open mic in.
And I think his name is Keith.
That rhymes with Queef.
Who was that, Ryan or?
No, I'm good. Yeah, I can go.
No, I'm good.
Man, there was a whole lot of, like, you know,
threw him up last. Then after this, we can have, like, clever conversation and shit like that. But, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in Black Magic, I don't know. You tell me what to think about him. I think he's from Kentucky. Check it out.
I've been to Kentucky.
Black Magic.
Ah, Kentucky. The thoroughbred state. I mean, a lot of people really confuse what that means. They think it's about the horses. No. Unfortunately, we have a dark history of incest, and, you know, we're thoroughly inbred to the point where we have a clan of people here that are actually blue. That is beyond fucked up. But, you know, talking to Colin earlier and hearing, you know, his talk about, hearing Colin's talk and, you know, people calling him like an altar boy, it's kind of accurate, because, you know, I guess he could be also considered a human contraceptive, just like an altar boy. not shaving your I'm with him on the ass hair for sure. Like, I'm a hairy guy. Like, you can't tell it by looking at me because I look like a younger version of Ellen DeGeneres. But not shaving your balls is kind of a polite way of suggesting that your girl flosses her teeth more often. I've had some unfortunate shaving experiences in my life. Not the least of which was when in eighth grade, I decided, God made it happen, that petty asshole. Sorry. Oh, sorry, God. He put hair on my ass enough to where it looked like, you know, Chewbacca.
Yes.
And I was given the nickname Assfro, you know, lovingly. I shaved that shit off, and I'll tell you what, that was the second worst decision I've ever made when it comes to shaving. One time, you know, I feel like everybody here's got at least one shitty tattoo or knows somebody that's got a shitty tattoo, and even if you would never tell them their tattoo is shitty, you know, we all know, right? Okay. Well, what I learned was I was naive. I was so naive. I was a green book. I didn't know that if you go to a tattoo parlor and have, you know, an area of you that's going to be tattooed that has hair on it, you should shave that shit at your house. You don't leave it up to them. Because this could then land you in the awkward position of laying on what is, I can only describe as like a surgical table from Tijuana. And you'll have a large Spanish man with tattoos for eyebrows and hair shaving your chest with a single blade Bic razor. And I don't know if it's racist to say this, but I was fucking terrified. But it made me happy that he didn't look very happy about the situation either. So we kind of bonded over that. I mean, you know, there's not... Oh, I was depressed for a while after that. And whenever I get depressed, I recede into my cave or, you know, just my television mostly. I'll have a couple select shows that I like to watch. You know, that spans from, you know, Locked Up Abroad, My 600-Pound Life, 90 Day Fiancé, and if I'm feeling really fucking down, I'll watch To Catch a Predator. And, you know, because it can always be worse. But I've learned that you gotta be a real motherfucker to watch To Catch a Predator and think to yourself, huh, I think that might be entrapment. And the last pedophile joke that I'll go into, since we're in the spirit of pedophiles, we're talking missed branding opportunities. Is a pedometer, is its best use to really count your fucking footsteps, or is it better used to be a sexual predator tracker? I'm going to go with the latter. Oh, I've got more. I've got time. How much do I have time left? All right.
Got 1 minute, baby. It'd be pedometer at that point. But yeah, go ahead.
Hell yeah. Okay. Football is kind of like Hungry Hungry Hippos for CTEs. But luckily, a lot of them couldn't read in the beginning. So no love lost, no love found. And I hate hypocrites, by God. You know, it's weird whenever I go to my doctor and she's like, Keith, don't you smoke marijuana? Don't you dare smoke marijuana. We can't give you your Valium if you smoke marijuana. But if I go in with a hangnail, they're like, here's 30 Oxycontins. Take them responsibly. I've got note cards laying everywhere. I look like Howard Hughes of the fucking comedian of the comedy world.
Oh my God. Dude, he went from pedophiles to Howard Hughes, and it makes so much sense.
Hey, I'm a bag full of cats, baby. You never know.
Dude, holy shit. I couldn't wait to fucking add you, dog.
Fucking love compliments. So
great, thank you.
Have you all? He said, I'm running. Dude,
yeah, yeah, for now.
Do you
he lives in Lexington. He not.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, he lives in Nicholasville. But Yeah, right outside. Dog, you are 20 times funnier than him.
There are only four people in Kentucky. I know the other two. The last one is a fucking mystery to me, though.
Man, I know who all the ladies, who all the lady wants.
Oh no, they want they want me. I got all my teeth. I'm a 10 here. A California 3, but a Kentucky 10.
Oh my god.
Did y'all see that comedian who was funny? What had all his that narc? I think he's a cop. Do you think he's a cop, Dale? Look at him. I don't know.
He's actually a cop.
Man,
he's around here. Hey,
did you check your car?
All kinds of bugs. I got
Ryan with legit questions.
Of course, he's a cop. He tried to sell me narcotics, and he has all his teeth.
Okay, Keith.
Hey, if you woke up naked in a tent in the middle of the woods, would you tell anybody?
Thank you. Thank you all. That's fun. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. I just let her suck my dick a little.
How in the fuck, dude?
I still can't get those stains out of my skirt.
That stain's more famous than the Shroud of Turin. You respect that stain.
Your face is still on my skirt.
Okay, the room is now open for witty banter and a volunteer.
Did you say witty banter? Can we just clarify that?
Titty wing.
You can lobby for a minute, two or three.
Clitty banter.
Clit is done. The clit is done. So, speak amongst yourselves. I'm going to smoke a cigarette. That's going to play and hang out with you guys.
Keith, I went to Louisville, and it was the most racist place
right
I've ever been in my life.
No, that's where my wife's from.
Louisville.
Louisville.
You gotta get real late.
Say it, Louisville.
But I didn't have to. I was looking around the city for my iPad, and then this police officer was like, "Excuse me, ma'am, what are you doing?" And I was like, "I'm searching for my iPad." And he's like, "You're in crackhead heaven." And I was like, "Oh, I don't care. I'm normally I'm home then."
Do you
I'm
often
home.
Find yourself in conversations when no one's speaking back to you?
Yes, because no one understands me. It's fine. I'm on medication, but I don't take it.
Which means you're off medication.
Well, I'm on my own medication.
Man,
that means you're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. I'm open to herb. What's the word? Herbal remedies. That's it.
Kathy identifies as someone who's well put together.
Identifies.
I stopped taking all of my antidepressants.
Does not identify.
I decided I was going to become a comedian.
I take depressants on tie, if that makes sense.
No. So you self-medicate?
No, I don't self-medicate. I just medicate myself.
Herbal, like oregano?
You don't drive, do you?
Herbal with a capital E.
Did you
I grow my own.
If I'm not allowed to drive, there's no fucking way she should be able to.
No, listen, I've had wine. I apologize. I've had wine. That's no excuse. I've had, I'm just weird.
Shut up, Keith.
See, exactly. No one understands me. I've had wine. Vaughn Rouge.
Wine makes you holler, huh?
That's fine. Exactly. That's fine. Someone went, that's fine.
That's the quickest cigarette I ever had.
Yeah, rouge for you illiterate non-French.
Oh, I love
red.
Hey, you know what's funny? What's funny is Kathy is mentioning red wine, and from the sound of it, you be 40.
No, I'm not on my period, if that's what you mean.
Oh, I found out my wife
was. That wasn't the joke at all. We don't go for that low-hanging fruit.
See, and me and American humor were like, clash. It's, shit,
yeah, I know. I'm
someone else completely.
I'm my own fucking eyes.
You know, what did you say tumor? Sorry. See, I'll be quiet. Let me have my wife.
Alliteration.
Please put something else in
your mouth. You have
I did Xanax one time. This is a true story.
Is that a website? Is that a website, Xanax?
Sounds like a bad guy from Power Rangers, but
a dating app.
Tommy, the Red Power Ranger.
That was his home.
Xanax.
Tommy is fighting Xanax.
He going to jail.
I know what Xanax is. No, I'm just.
I took Xanax
fool.
One time. I woke up engaged. Never took them again. I've taken a lot harder drugs and woke up a lot in worse situations and did them again. But the marriage thing, that's the funniest thing to me is that just being engaged was what turned me off of it. Woke up.
Were you engaged?
Yeah, it's one thing to wake up engaged, but it's quite another. Yeah, right. To
like I'm an idiot. No.
It's on you, Dad. I'm sorry, Keith.
I'd rather wake up engaged.
Well, you also wake up in jail most of the time, so I call them teleportation pills. I'm allergic.
It's magic. Oh, it's black
it's
magic.
The new.
Anything that makes me chain smoke is not good because I don't smoke regular.
You shouldn't smoke chains, bro. What the? That's rough.
No.
Never break the chain.
What do you smoke? Right. Irregular? Or I don't understand. You just
are we talking about positions on a skateboard here?
I don't know where that came from, Kathy.
Is this a stand-up?
You can stuff that back in the crazy bag if you want to.
Listen, Keith, I made you a moderator for a goddamn reason. I mean, I step out of this. Step out for 2 minutes and try to get a cigarette.
You're lucky it's not on fire.
Who's having a piss? Who's having
taking
a piss?
Hey, having a piss sounds like it sounds like you're taking someone's pee.
Yeah, it's a shower, really.
Is it R. Kelly?
No. I had an R. Kelly joke.
Well, the difference is you wouldn't be able to hear Jeremy taking a piss because his penis is below the water.
Yeah, a pedophile pirate, R. Kelly.
Oh man, this is going to divide the room a little bit. I doubt it. We're all kind of shitty people.
Divide the room.
Yo, who is this guy Peter File you keep talking about?
He files down Peters.
Well, most of them they don't need filed yet.
Or Pedres.
He does a lot of paperwork at the Peter
Padre. Call him Daddy once a year.
We had a guy, see, in my job, we actually search for, like, paedophiles. So if someone wants to be a nurse, doctor, teacher, etc., we have to search if they're on the register. But we had a guy, and this is what I say, if anyone sounds like a cheese, they're a paedophile. His name was Fred Lester. Now, he sounds like a cheese, and he turned out to be a paedophile. Him and his wife were going through a divorce. She went through his PC, found all this shit. And then we came in the next morning, and it was like, oh, what's wrong? Why is his computer covered? Why has it been taken? And yeah, so his name was Fred Lester. If your name sounds like a name of a cheese,
you have so your names are so innocuous for such thing. Like in America, we call them fucking predators, but over there, it's like he's a cheese.
Yeah, paedophiles, nonces. We say nonce. We say a nonce. Nonce. We say nonce.
Yeah, well, in America, we like Ralphie the Queer, whatever. You know, you don't get this guy that's known.
No, we say nonce, like a nonce.
Down in the South, we call him a faggot.
Stop it. Hey, I don't know who keeps bringing Kathy up, but let her cool down for a
minute. Swear to God, it wasn't me.
Listen to the sweet seat sounds.
Therapy. All right.
The sweet seat sounds.
Everyone. the sweet sounds, Morgan Freeman's voice.
A little more intricate than that. Give it to me. Could Ron Swanson, could you summate your experience, your first time experience in the room tonight without talking about just wondering.
So this is what it feels like to have a stroke. Everyone, join me. We're all
I thought this is what it was. This is a radio in a trunk.
You gotta ask the Jesus victim.
No, most of my friends.
He's in the radio in a trunk.
Damn, you're having a stroke? I would call 911, but I have other things to do right now, so I can't do that.
Oh, shit. You know what? I lost.
I can switch hands again. Three strokes.
We have to.
Speaking of 9/11.
Light topic.
We gotta go, fuckers. Hey, I'll catch you later on tonight.
What?
Probably in the clubhouse room. Now I gotta pack up my shit and get out of here.
Where are you going?
All right. Hey,
so are we. I'm going home. This is live from a bar in Denison, Texas.
Hell yeah.
Dollar. Thanks for joining.
Let's do this again sometime.
Did you close up the room? Oh, yeah. What's going on here?
Next Wednesday. Yeah, the room's closed. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I love
Damn
you, fuckers.
I'll see you later.
I was in late.